Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Comedian Greg Hahn is on the show today, plus Popeye's Got No Buns, A Large Hula Hoop, and Donnie Baker. But first, this.
The Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, Flaming Flatulence. Okay, here's a bunch of guys at work, but they're not really working. Looks like they're all gathered around good old Lenny's computer again. You see, Lenny has high-speed internet at work so he can access the company email. That's a good one. You see, Lenny stumbled upon a great new video site. Let's listen in.
Hey, you guys, you gotta see this. Check this out. What the hell is he doing?
It looks like I think he's going to light a fart.
He's got to be drunk. There's no doubt.
Oh, he's naked.
No!
No, he did!
No!
Yes!
That is awesome!
Unbelievable!
He doesn't have any hair left.
And now, here are the same guys hearing the same gas blast, but on the radio.
Oh, well. What was that? I got a meeting.
Hey, I think there's some cake left in the break room.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. I think it's some guy's last day.
Well, there you go. Proof again that the internet's a lot better than the radio. Hell, that internet's the best damn thing going, if you ask me.
Especially at work.
You gotta see this one.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Always a handsome man, always a crisp shirt.
Hey, yes. Thanks, Tom. Hey, thanks. Hey, everybody, how are you?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, man. It's Friday.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
I was dating this one girl. She told me she had HPV.
Yeah.
I said, great. We'll watch the fight at your house.
Yeah. Hey.
I think it's cable.
Ace, you like that? That's right. I'm on board.
HPV TV. Who doesn't want that? Thank you very much. It's always great to see you, Greg. But right now, where were we? We were talking sports with Chick McGee. Weird story out of Miami, some porno website, what's it called?
Bang Bros.
Bang Bros has submitted a bid of $10 million for the naming rights to the Miami Heat's arena.
And they want to call it Bang Bros Center, BBC.
And I said, isn't BBC trademarked by
the British Broadcasting Company,
the BBC? And you said BBC has some...
Well, in the world of adult cinema, it means big black.
Uh-huh.
Which is why it's
male
NBA.
Member. We'll go.
Oh, ooh, yikes!
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Wow, yikes!
Yeah.
Adult cinema.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. You partake, Greg?
What is that? No, I don't watch that, man. I watch drum solos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that is. Yeah.
Makes them hot.
You sit at a computer and you go down that wormhole.
Yeah. Sure.
Drum solos.
Yeah.
All right.
Vinny
Caliuta.
Woo. Dave Weckl. Dennis Chambers.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Hey, Donnie.
You know, Josh, you studied Pornhub, but that BBC category is so popular now, they came out with their own news channel about it. I swear to God. Over in Europe, they're fascinated by it. Man, and have you guys seen these new so-called NAD wipes that are on the market?
Yeah, it's like a product for men. You're supposed to... Well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to help us tidy up and stay fresh after like a long day of working out on the job site or something.
Down there.
Well, yeah, down there. But what self-respecting man, Tom's going to waste a bunch of cash on these? They only give you a handful of them to drive through anytime you get hot wings. I have like 30 of them in my glove box right now.
Donnie, those are wet wipes.
Don't they sting?
Those are for your hands. I think they might sting. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's up to me what I use them to wipe on.
Sure, okay. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even use them anyways. I mean, what kind of real man worries about if he's smelling fresh down there? I guess maybe the ladies do.
Yeah.
I'll say it like this. I contend, Christy, it ain't considered a true tea bag unless the twins have been sleeping in your hot jeans for at least 8 hours.
Ah, oh, jeez.
I swear to God, it tanks. got it, Taint. Get it?
Oh, Taint.
Well, one night I was out dancing, picked up this fire-ass hot 50-year-old divorcee.
Yeah.
Brought her back to Scotty Winkler's place.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have time to shower or even take a horse bath because, you know, I was afraid she might sober up. So I took four of them, their Listerine breath strips.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I just slapped them on there so I'd be all fresh.
Didn't that burn?
Well, hell yeah, it burnt, but that just means it's working, Tom.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Plus, next morning, she left with fresh breath. Swear to God.
Oh, man.
So that's an added bonus. I should notify you guys, I did get a wicked case of the crotch crickets that night, so them Listerine people should put a warning label on a package about it.
I don't think they really have anything to do with that.
Listerine doesn't kill body lice.
No, right. Apparently not.
Yeah. Who knew? Yeah.
Crabs with a line and a red circle around them. It's not going to happen. Thank you very much, Donnie. That was very helpful. Yeah, they have Nad wipes out there.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you just keep baby wipes in your car? I'm sure you do. You've got babies.
I do keep baby wipes in my car.
I keep baby wipes in my car, and I don't even have babies.
So what?
What do you keep them for?
In case you want to
freshen up for a backseat boogie?
Freshen up an area?
For example, yesterday I was in No, and you just touch up under your arms and move on? Okay. Yeah.
Other crevices?
No, just the pits.
Ah.
Okay.
Quick little whore bath? Is that what you're talking about?
Armpits, maybe?
No? Yeah, the armpits.
Yeah, she said armpits, yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, hand me a taco tissue.
We got any clam cleaners?
You got to ate some tacos. You got to clean off your hands.
That's the same here. You just had some clams.
Sorry.
Hey, he said.
Thank you. World record.
A Las Vegas woman has set the world record for largest hula hoop spun by a woman.
This is great.
This is great, he says. Hooping instructor Getty Kayova spun a hula hoop measuring 17 feet and a quarter of an inch in diameter.
That's longer than a car.
Getty was a circus performer with her family, performing various acts as an acrobat, motorcycle daredevil, but she told Guinness...
Here we go.
Achieving the hula hoop record was the hardest thing she's ever done.
How many spins, Chick, does it
quote,
say?
It was quite painful because the hula hoop is heavy, so every time that revolution and spin comes around and it touches every part of your body, it kind of feels like a punch up against your body.
Come on.
The record requires that one be able to spin the hula hoop at least three times.
Thank you. Wow.
And Getty actually used a protective vest in order to safely spin the giant hoop. In fact, she almost broke a few ribs, she says.
Yikes.
I don't know how you know when you almost break a rib. evidently, she knew in setting the new record. Her record will be featured in Guinness World Record 2020 edition.
It's big hula hoop.
Yeah, it sure is. It's
Where'd she do it? Comedy Stop at the Trop?
That could have been.
And look at the crowd.
Somewhere in Vegas.
Christy, she's in a suburban neighborhood in Las Vegas.
Well, I can't.
How big's the crowd?
Freaking find it.
There's at least 12 people in this
room. At least 12 people.
Now, it describes her as a hula hoop instructor. Is that a full-time job?
Maybe as
a side hustle, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe as part of a gym.
Hoop. Okay.
I don't know if she can say
you
hula
know what? Christy just pulled the video up. I'm giving this woman credit where credit's due.
This is, it's amazing.
Wow.
Had to have hurt, and it had to have been nearly impossible.
Yikes.
She's a hoop instructor. I don't think she can say hula hoop. I think that's trademark. Unless you're an official hula hoop.
Oh, she also works as a technician for Cirque du Soleil. Franchise. So that's where she's making
she
money.
She comes from circus folk.
I love Cirque du Soleil, so that's where she's... That's great.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's her number?
All of a sudden, Hans on board.
Well, she's got a lot of hip action.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. That's right.
So that would be a plus, I assume.
I like her.
You like the athletic type?
Sure.
You like a lot of pushback?
You like the type?
You like a nice hippie
you
girl?
You mean the type any?
Yeah, right.
Did Tom just say you like the pushback? Is that what he said?
And she's a hoop fan, so she probably has a NuvaRing.
And you like you like full participation. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. Don't cheapen with the remark. You like the pushback, is what he said.
You know, you want them active. You don't want them Cosby.
Who does?
You don't want the Cosby type.
What are you talking about?
Back to right.
Well, obvious conclusion that can be made there. I don't blame me.
Yeah, I like to take it easy, man.
don't Josh, don't blame him. No, he said it, but don't blame him.
Wow, that is a big hula hoop. Good for her.
Yeah, she's got quite a few Guinness World Records for the hula hoop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like
they're,
what?
They're I don't know. They're just showing them on the wall.
Like the longest hula hoop session.
She had like a whole bunch of them all this over her thing. Body. Oh, my God.
It's like a swimming pool, like the rim of a swimming pool.
It's great. Now, can you hula hoop, Greg?
I'm sure I can. I could as a kid.
We have one here in the building.
Yeah.
I would think with your drumming skill, this would be something that you'd be really good at.
A lot of people can hula hoop, right?
What? Yeah.
If we all practice for 6 minutes, couldn't we do it?
Yeah, the hula hoop's because all about, it's all about rhythm.
Break the world record.
You're a drummer, so obviously you can hula hoop.
How does that go?
Anybody can.
Tom can.
Go around a little bit.
Did you try it?
I tried and I had trouble, didn't I?
I want to see Tom try it.
Me too. I'll go at the break. I'll go.
This will never happen, but I want to see you try it.
Get a hula hoop. We'll see what we can do.
All right.
Oh yeah.
No. I think it's in Grace's office.
Okay.
It's coming.
Any other records today? Any world records we need to know about?
No.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you see the video, Chick?
No.
It's pretty cool.
He's not even participating.
What?
I don't believe it. I'm gonna look.
Okay. I just put it up on Twitter.
In the meantime.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always. 17-foot hula hoop. Now, be a good sport. And I'm the one that's up. Okay.
And I told you we've got a huge taco story in the news.
Don't hold that. Don't hold back on that.
As reported by the New York Times, no less. This is a great story about, I love tacos, who doesn't? And we've had Taco Tuesday in the news, but now this is an absolute, you're going to be thrilled when you hear this.
Okay, all right.
You're going to be thrilled.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Texas Monthly Magazine has created a new position on its editorial staff.
Yes.
Taco editor.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's the story.
All right.
Doesn't that fascinate you? That is now a job for somebody?
Jose R. Relat will begin working September 18th in the first position of its kind in the nation. The 43-year-old
Wait and see.
The 43-year-old is
Journalists
covered.
All over the country are going to start seeing this pop up.
Tacos for the magazine prior to taking on his new position.
Yes.
The Austin-based publication, which bills itself as the National Magazine of Texas, also has a barbecue editor.
And why shouldn't they? See, wouldn't you want to read that?
Relat's resume includes creating his own website, Taco Trail, writing about Mexican cuisine for national publications, and curating the Taco Libre Festival in Dallas the past 4 years.
Wouldn't you go to that? Would you not attend that?
I think I'd enjoy it.
A taco festival?
Sure, yeah.
He's now writing a survey.
It's a festival of tacos, Greg.
Where am I going to park my ham dog food truck?
Ham dog.
Well, he's now writing a survey of regional tacos in the United States, American Tacos, A History and Guide, which will be published next year.
Oh, fascinating.
The taco editor also has named his dogs Beans and Cheese.
So what?
Beans and Cheese.
Yeah.
What's the big story
That's
again?
It. Taco
This guy's
editor.
Job is he covers tacos.
Yeah, but they didn't say his salary. He could be getting $9,000 a year.
This is a distinguished
That sounds good.
Writer,
are we talking about crispy tacos? Because I don't even want to pay attention unless it's crispy.
You don't like the soft tacos?
You don't like flour tortillas?
No, come
you don't
on.
Like a street
tacos, not burritos.
No.
We're saying tacos.
Nah, sorry.
What about nice street tacos?
Soft tacos kind of are the lazy burrito.
Yeah.
What about?
I'll just roll it halfway.
What about a crunchy taco wrapped in a soft taco with refried beans?
That's the best.
The
I love that.
See, you're proving my point. We're all interested in tacos. There are so many varieties that we need to have a taco editor at every major publication. Mm-hmm. Journalism shrinking these days, a terrible thing. We need more writers out there getting lots of perspectives. A taco editor is a great thing. This guy created the Taco Trail, which the Taco Trail does sound
kind
of like.
You ever taken the Taco Trail, John?
Sounds like an alternative.
Follow the shredded lettuce?
Yes.
The old Taco like Trail.
Camel toe.
Yeah, you see any of that in your cinema?
In the cinema.
The old Taco Trail.
I have bad news for you Taco Double-Decker Taco fans. They're getting rid of them at Taco Bell.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, Chick. I guess I'll just have to continue to make them at home then.
Yeah, that's terrible news.
What's that song? What is? Oh gosh, who does?
Yes, anything from Willie Concardi would be great.
No, darn it. Is it Bonnie Raitt?
I don't know.
Taco Tuesday.
Let's give them something to talk
decker?
About.
Let's give them something to taco.
That's.
Let's give them something to taco about.
There we go. That's it. I wish I thought of that an hour ago.
That's Bonnie Raitt.
This has been songs that Weird Al passed on.
And you didn't want to do the taco story. And you hit the home run? How dare you? I wonder if this, don't
so
you think
the story is there's a taco editor.
Yep.
It's a full-time job. This guy covers tacos full-time.
Good for him. Lucky guy.
How many tacos can there be?
Many, especially in Austin, Texas.
How can you be so small-minded?
I bet he'll do a nacho segment, and he'll have many.
Yeah, wouldn't you get sick of eating tacos?
It's nacho job.
No, you would not get sick of eating tacos.
You can't let anybody else do it.
Every day you'd have to have tacos.
I could eat tacos every single day.
Really?
For the rest of my life.
Me too.
Yep, no problem.
Good stuff.
But there's a variety of tacos. This guy's going to cover this worldwide.
Do you make a variety of tacos at home?
I do.
Do you?
Oh, I don't think he's going to cover it.
What are your varieties?
And I'm with Greg here. I've just switched back to the hard taco.
Yeah, I'm back to it too.
I realized what a terrible error I'd made in my life, and I went back to the hard
taco. No, I'm terrible. I'm by no means anti-soft taco.
Oh, I am.
But crunchy is my preferred.
Yeah, the crunchy taco.
Hamburger meat? Are we going hamburger meat?
Yeah, beef.
I go hamburger meat.
Okay, because if we're not talking about crispy with hamburger, I want out of the conversation.
Oh, really? You don't like a delicious shrimp taco, lobster taco, fish taco?
Okay, I'm back in the conversation.
A shrimp taco is awesome.
You got lobster taco, Mike?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Who makes lobster? How do you make a lobster taco?
Well,
you go to this restaurant, I'll tell you the name of, and you pay $27.
I have imitation crab meat taco money. God, not as good.
No.
Can you imagine if they went to the Washington Post and some guy walks into Bob Woodward's office? Bob, nice job, by the way, in that last book that nobody read.
We're gonna have to
ask you to leave. We've hired a taco editor. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
Texas Monthly. I'm gonna have to.
You know what? I am happy to live in a world where there is a job called taco editor.
Yeah, would you like to live in a city where they have to have one?
Yeah, yeah.
Every city should have one.
Yes, but I don't.
What
think
if you were
it's
in Tacoma?
The best story I've ever heard in my life.
The Tacoma taco. Let's give them something to taco about.
Hey, speaking of food, Popeyes is instituting a bring-your-own bun policy.
In other words, why don't you just make it yourself?
That's right. Sandwich shortages. A tweet from the chain. Try our new BYOB. It's basically the sandwich, only no mayo or pickles, and you bring your own bun.
Only a matter of, what have I always said about Popeyes? They have two items, fried chicken, and we out of that. They finally,
their joke has come true.
Are owning it, and they're saying, you know what? We're not going to have it. Bring it in yourself.
So is this company saying that they can't find anyone in this great country of ours to deliver buns?
I guess
not. What are they doing at Popeyes?
I know.
There's a grocery store down the street from every Popeyes. Go down there and buy some buns.
Yeah. You just put three chicken tenders on a bun and you've got a Popeyes chicken sandwich, apparently.
Oh, God.
What in the world?
I had some cauliflower soup yesterday and I should have been BYOB, bring your own Beano. Tell you what.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my ass is turning into Hiroshima.
Oh. Cauliflower soup. Oh, what were they, out of the gruel? Why did you order that? Who orders that?
What the hell? Why would you order that?
No, I'm really in the mood for something bland, mushy, and tasteless. Is that a possibility?
It was delicious, but they must have infused it with
grit pate.
Doesn't cauliflower do that to you any other time?
No, I don't. It was.
Where were you eating? An orphanage? Why do they have cauliflower soup?
Cauliflower, please.
Yes, we have the world's foremost cauliflower soup.
It was delicious, although I'm surprised they haven't boycotted this place.
You bring
a straw in and they call the police.
Restaurant, I don't want to bother you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to bother you.
Bring your own bun. Really? So there's a... Mm-hmm. I can't wait to tell my grandkids about the 2019 Great Chicken Sandwich Bun Shortage.
We barely made it through.
This has become a giant publicity stunt.
Of course it has.
And tie your shoes.
And it's working.
That's great chicken, though. Popeyes is great chicken.
Oh, yeah, but no complaints.
No one argues about that.
I don't want a bun.
Yeah,
I want the chicken.
Great. Okay, all right. But apparently this new chicken sandwich there is tremendous.
What about a chicken and a hard taco shell?
Oh,
yeah, okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
I thought you said it was only ground beef tacos, you hypocrite.
No, I switched. When you said lobster, I was back in.
Okay, thank you very much.
Chick, you remember for a short time Taco Bell had the taco that the shell was a piece of fried chicken?
Yes. Yeah, loved it. Limited time only.
Yep.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.